It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Nice to see you here, Jared. It's a
Thank
little
you,
different
Alex.
Face, but it's nice to see you here.
Thank Pleasure. You so much, buddy.
Pleasure to have you on Make It Rain. I'm sure you and Dane are enjoying yourselves for the first hour.
Dane's the best.
Oh, you already knew that, but let's stop hyping Dane up a little bit and let's get into it. Yesterday I mentioned the Houston Rockets.
I mean, y'all can show it if you want.
Yeah, see now look what we started.
Opened up the box.
Exactly. We got a couple of minutes for the update, but go ahead.
Yeah. Let's get into it, guys. The Houston Rockets, I mentioned yesterday how there was a controversy surrounding James Harden's dunk that wasn't counted. Well, the Rockets are likely to file an official protest regarding James Harden's dunk. Houston was optimistic that the NBA office would take action. However, sources say that the Rockets will file a protest to ensure that the NBA office will have to make a decision regarding the situation. They obviously, I think they came out yesterday saying they were not really leaning towards anything, but this is
the other way. So yeah, the Rockets are going to force them to
exactly.
Decide.
This is just the Rockets being like, all right, we need an answer. And within the next 2 or 3 days, I believe it is like a 48-hour time period.
If it was LeBron, they already would have played the game already.
Well, LeBron apparently can take travels and not
that
get called.
That was ridiculous
so.
Last night.
Unbelievable. He said it was a mechanical error on his part.
On his part.
So he's actually taking the blame for that one, but still didn't count. They never called it. So good job, refs. Good job, NBA referees. We're still with the NBA. Let's get through some games really quick. The Bucks took down the Pistons 127-103 after resisting the urge to fight Blake Griffin in the second quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the Bucks to the win. He finished with 35 points and 9 rebounds. Chris Middleton added 17 points, 8 rebounds himself. Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin both finished with double-doubles. This is Milwaukee's 13th consecutive win so far on the season. Congratulations to the Bucks. We'll see how they fare. Continuing throughout the season. Let's go to the Mavericks taking down the Timberwolves 121-114. I wanted to highlight this game because the Mavericks showed everybody that it's not just Luka Doncic. Dwight Powell had 24 points on 9.
Jalen Brunson was really good, too. In the fourth quarter, was won a huge bet for me last night for Dallas.
Good for you, Jared. Yeah. But Powell,
the only one I had last night.
Powell finished 9 of 9 shooting. Unbelievable. 2 of 2 from the 3. He was doing great. 24 points on the day. Luka finished with 22 points, obviously. And KP added 19 points of his own. Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins both finished with 26 points for Minnesota. Let's mention the MLB really quick. You guys were talking about it a little bit. Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies are in agreement on a 5-year, $118 million contract Wheeler turned down a larger offer from the Chicago White Sox that was around the area of $120 million. The former Met made 60 starts over the past two seasons. This is his stat line really quick. 23-15, a 3.65 ERA, and 374 strikeouts. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sure the Mets are not too happy about sending him division-wide. But, hey, you know, they must be happy for Wheeler. You got a good deal, and he's a dominant pitcher that can help a struggling
team. Yeah, the NL East fans aren't happy about anything.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm a little iffy about it. But you know,
they're happy that the Wilpons are going
to
sell.
Yeah,
the team.
There's something to be happy about. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, though. After what we heard yesterday,
yeah.
I think that is a huge piece of news.
Until a Wilpon countdown clock gets bought out by Citi Field?
I like that. I heard you guys talking about that.
I made
you have
money
that like
that.
On the Apple that pops up after the home run. You know what I mean? But absolutely. But I do think, yes, it is a 5-year thing. But this, we were having this conversation yesterday, me and Joe. We were talking about some of these franchises, you know, whether it's with Dolan or Snyder or, you know, like how it starts at the top and how owners never fire themselves.
Totally agree.
And then what do you know? In essence, the Wilpons fired themselves yesterday.
And it's basically the billions guy, right? Yep. Isn't it that, you know, Steve Cohen is
the billionaire, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the guy that was the billion show off of, like Lewis.
Yes.
So, you know, does that mean we're going to get, what's the guy's name? Damian Lewis. I think we need to get a Damian Lewis sighting at Citi Field this year.
I'm sure we will. We'll talk about it. What else you got to update us on, Alex?
Well, I was going to mention the Mets, actually, but, you know, we'll go right past that. Let's get into a fun little story here in the NFL. So the representatives from the Archdiocese of Baltimore gave a number 8 jersey to Pope Francis during a visit in Rome. The jersey, which features Jackson's number 8 and has Francis on the back, it was autographed by Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. And the Baltimore rep, Archbishop William Lurie, stated that they got a big smile out of Pope Francis, and it was just a really happy moment. Now, I ask this, is this a higher power at work now with the MVP race? Are we against all odds here? You know what I mean?
The books get killed if Lamar wins, so I wouldn't be surprised if Russell Wilson sneaks it out. Because books get killed. I was reading this today, Dane. The books get murdered if Lamar wins the MVP. Like, it's bad. So
Jared,
I wouldn't be surprised.
If you rewind the tape and you look at week one, Make It Rain and Fantasy Freestyle, this guy would have told you that the best value on NFL MVP, where he put a bet, was at 22-1 on Mr. Russell Wilson.
Wow. Yeah, the books need Russell bad.
They do.
Russell as well.
Hey, if he keeps playing like this, it's still anybody's race.
Big game on Monday.
Big game on Monday, but we'll see. But tonight, we got Thursday Night Football. It's the Cowboys taking on the Bears. Cowboys are your 3-point favorites. The total is 43.5. All right, I'm going to send it back to Jared and Dane, helping you make it rain this Thursday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number 2 here of Make It Rain here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Dane Martinez. We got Jared Smith in for Joe today. Joe's, you know, gallivanted, decided to leave Miami in December.
How dare he?
I know, but we're here holding
them down.
I'll
take the work, though.
Yeah, sure. No doubt. You're with us tomorrow as well, right?
Yeah, no, you got me for another 24 hours. Going back to the Win Game Live later and then bright and early again tomorrow morning. That's 6 to 7 hours, interesting, because, you know, you do it a lot with the solo stuff. It's like you're just rapping, man.
Yeah, man. Fancy Freestyle, 7 to 8 p.m. and Thursdays. Doing it by an hour is all good. But, you know, you got your super producer, Mr. Bavona, there as well. But listen, here's what I want to talk about. We'll do some of the signings, Hamels, Wheeler, in the next segment. But, the Mets, the Wilpons fired themselves yesterday.
I know. And it's funny because, like, in finance, like, you know, you can't just, like, you know, get out of that. You know, it's like a slow build.
When we don't like a manager, you know, or the GM or whatever, and we're like, oh, but, you know, franchises are all the time stuck with, you know, ownership. Ask Knicks fans about Dolan.
Don't
ask Chargers fans, Spanos family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it really flows from there. But yes, Steve Cohen, who already did have a share of the team, I think
that's
about
worth 20%. Noting too. Yeah, I think, you know, it's not just from out of the blue. You know, he was already a minority owner on the team, so it's almost like ownership being shifted in a way.
Exactly. Okay, the term they're using is increasing his stake. Mm. But guess what? That stake is going over 50%, and that's all you need to know. What I heard, Jared, is that he's going to end up with 80%, and that 80% of the team is worth $2.8 billion, but it ain't a drop in the bucket for him because Steve Cohen is worth $9.2 billion.
Nice. Speaking of and making it rain.
Yeah, really. And I'm also hearing that he would be the richest owner in all of baseball and that he's going to spend the money. Yep. So that is great news to Mets fans. This is not now an ownership shackled by the Bernie Madoff nonsense. And he's going to play. He's going to play. He's going to spend money to sign people. He wants the back pages.
About it's damn gonna take time.
It's going to take 5 years for this to kind of wean in. But this is a happy day for Mets fans.
Absolutely. Right? It's about time. And the Mets are cheering this, and they certainly should. But again, four more years.
They lost the pitcher, though. They lost the pitcher, and so Philly's cheering short term. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Make the Rain on Sportsbook.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Hey, welcome back. It's Make It Rain here on the Sports Grid Network. You got Dane Martinez and Jared Smith in for Joe, bobbing his head, feeling the groove there as my man, the Manimal, Chris Bovona, brings us back here on Sports Grid. Listen, you guys were just talking in the update, Jared, about LeBron and traveling. And I got to tell you something. And don't get me wrong, I love to bang on LeBron as much as possible. But back-to-back nights at Denver and at Utah.
Big wins. Well, are I not talked easy. About it during the early show. It was impressive.
That's not easy, okay? They're good teams.
At altitude. Yeah, at altitude. And AD's got the flu.
Yeah, and you don't see any load management going on.
No. I'm off the load. I mean, load management, it's killing. I mean, I get it, but the NBA is starting to have a real problem on their hands here.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to get any better.
You know, and they got a little look about them right now, those Lakers, I'm saying, Jared, you know. And the point I made, even going into over the summer, was this is the first offseason that LeBron has ever had, okay? LeBron has had a long playoff schedule,
good
playing
point.
Like a month
Very
of playoffs for Team USA commitments every single summer of his life, okay? This is the first time you get a fresh LeBron. Maybe you don't need that load management, and the Lakers are doing them thing. In the chat room, Jared, I know you're an NBA guy a little bit also. People want to know your lean on Denver and the Knicks tonight at the Garden, and that's what got me thinking about Denver and how the Lakers were back-to-back in Denver and Utah.
Denver and the Knicks tonight.
Thoughts on the Knicks tonight? I mean, like, aren't they an auto fade because they're going to fire Fizdale and it's a dumpster fire?
You know, it's funny. The Knicks, this has been my strategy with the Knicks this year. Bet the Knicks in the first half. They take the lead and then fade them. I've made a lot of money betting against the Knicks with leads this year in live betting. That's the strategy. I did it with the Sixers game the other night. We did it in the Boston game the other night. They had leads in both games in the second half, and you could get both teams, Boston and Philly, as plus money underdogs. I want to say mid-third quarter. I mean, it's just like that's like the moment when you just fade the Knicks.
And the beautiful, you talk about in-game live, and Jared, there's a saying in the NBA for a reason. In the NBA, everyone makes a run.
Yes.
And you got to be able to know that for in-game live betting. I literally, you know, last week, you know, Thanksgiving, the holidays and stuff, I got friends in from out of town. I was catching up with some friends. We're watching a Knicks-Raptors game, okay? And I'm talking about how I'm doing a lot of in-game shows, and you'd be amazed at how the lines move and blah, blah, blah. We look up. The Knicks are up 8 on the Raptors in Toronto.
Yeah.
In the second quarter. And I was like, for example, guys, right now, we should bet the Raptors money line because the Raptors are only given like a point in this game, in-game live. And they were like, oh, yeah. You know, and I had two friends that definitely know about basketball, played college basketball, and they were like, oh, yeah, the Knicks are still going to lose this game. I was like, exactly. And so we bet it, and then I kid you not, Jared, literally, the Raptors go on a 22-2 run to blow the Knicks out of the water.
The Knicks are the worst second half team. And we looked at some stats. I think they've got, like, I forget how many losses was on Sunday. I think on Sunday, when we looked at the stat, they had 16 losses. And in 11 of those 16 losses, they had a lead in the second half or tied in the second half.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just pathetic. And that's coaching. That is coaching. Not being able to finish games. That's coaching.
I'm not going to point the gun at Fizdale, though. To our previous comment with the Mets, it starts from the top, in my humble opinion. But baseball, the Mets, you know, the idea of changing or not changing, but, you know, starting to take the training wheels off of Cohen as their owner over the next 5 years is not the only news out of New York, okay? The Mets are down a starting pitcher, Jared, because Zach Wheeler, has signed with Philadelphia Phillies. 5 years, $118 million. If you don't consider Cole or Strasburg, Wheeler was, you know, kind of what's behind door number three for teams, and the Phillies land them. I know Chicago, the White Sox were interested. A bunch of other teams were at the table. 5 for $118, and don't look now, Jared, but the Philadelphia Phillies, you know what I like out of what they're doing? When they're signing guys, they're doing it from division rivals. Real Muto from Florida. Harper from Washington. You'll take Wheeler. So they're not only augmenting their own team, but they're kind of digging their opponents and rivals at the same time. I like what they're doing.
Yeah, you know, you've got to give credit. Of course, you got Joe Girardi in there, former Yankee skipper. So it'll be really interesting to see how they come out.
Story also, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I think Philly, you know, Atlanta made a move yesterday too with Cole Hamels. I think the Mets are kind of in that spot where they know what they had, and they were okay with losing Wheeler. And they didn't really make a push for him, and I didn't expect them to because
even offer him a deal.
They didn't make a push for him at all. And I think it was money that obviously kept them back from that. You know, they got to pay DeGrom, they got to pay all these guys, and the Phillies got the leg up. And again, baseball season, I'm not quite in that mode right now, but the winter meetings are heating up, and I think the winter meetings is really when you'll start to see a lot of the posturing become more conjecture and less posturing, and there's actually going to be money on the table with these teams. So, you know, we saw the Strasburg and the Cole meetings with the Yankees over the last couple of days.
Leverage.
Yeah, that it's leverage, kind of like back and forth.
Team wants to use the Yankees as leverage. Like, hey, in essence, Boris, right, for Strasburg, for example, is like, hey, Artie Moreno and with the Angels, I know you want to open up your pocketbooks, but we're talking to the Yankees, so how about you add another $20
million? Exactly. Yeah, and that's what you do. I mean, that's, you know, negotiating tactics 101. I don't. It's kind of. This reminds me of the precursor to the NFL draft. This little month here in baseball.
Yep.
I don't buy anything I read. Obviously, the Yankees are going to meet with who they're going to meet with. I'm still not convinced they're going to even make a, you know, competitive offer to Cole. I think they'll make an offer to him, but I do not think it's going to be in the same ballpark as some of these other teams. I think the Yankees are still kind of, you know, reeling in a little bit with the salary cap and you know, their luxury tax issues. Obviously, they, you know, bought out Jacoby Ellsbury, so they're going to have to still have to pay him, even though they're in a dispute, contract dispute with the insurance, and I don't know, you know, the legal mumbo-jumbo involved with that, but they're still going to have to pay him at some point. And I don't know how engaged they're really going to be with Strasburg or Cole. I know they're acting like they are, but we'll see when the rubber meets the road and this contract gets signed, just how far off the Yankees were with their offer, because we've seen them make offers to these players in the past. You know, recent history, they haven't been one of the high bidders. They have really stayed out of the free agent market over the last couple of years. They have been
in the trade market,
more passive.
In the trade market.
Correct.
You know, guys like a Paxton, you know, that's the way they want to do it. For the Yankees, listen, if it ain't Cole or Strasburg, then all these other arms are just the same as what they have. If anything, they need a value-added game one starter.
Agreed.
They need someone to put above Severino. Like Severino, Paxton, Tanaka, that's great game 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. They need someone above that. You mentioned Cole Hamels also. He signs a one-year $18 million deal in the NL East as well with the Atlanta Braves. And listen, now Philly, you know, they can run out Nola, Wheeler, and Arrieta now. Atlanta, they've got young studs, Soroka, Freed. They can now add Hamels to this. That division is getting interesting. You got to figure that Washington will lose Strasburg. Washington may lose Rendon. You know, there's still a lot of arms there for the Mets as well. That's going to be a very interesting division moving forward with the resident.
I certainly agree. I think the NL East is fun. I think the Braves kind of hamstrung themselves a little bit. I thought they probably should have made a move more for Bumgarner than Hamels. I think Bumgarner's got a little more left in the tank than Hamels, but Hamels knows how to pitch and win games in the league.
Yep.
And,
all right, I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a homework assignment
like
during
that.
The break. Stare at the World Series odds for 2020.
Okay.
I think there's, you know, because you say all the time, like, it's about timing, right? Get the number. We're talking about you, like, you want to wait if you're a Baylor fan for Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of movement in these futures numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
Time.
Good point. Very good point.
Right? So, like, for example, when this was happening right on the eve of free agency in the basketball, the Clippers were 14-1. You anticipated some of those moves, right? You can get a great number. So I'm going to ask you, Jared, on the other side of the break, what team is staring at a big number now that you think will be dramatically different when we have this conversation in about a month or two? I'll tell you right now, I believe it's the team that just traded for Dylan Bundy yesterday.
Mm.
And it's not because of Dylan Bundy. It's because Cole and Strasburg and Rendon and Artie Moreno may spend $1 billion this offseason.
Yeah, that could be interesting. I mean, I'd love to see the Angels make a move, but it's so tough with them.
They're going to waste all of Trout's prime.
I know.
You don't go out and hire Joe Maddon if you're not ready to shove your chips.
We saw that with Pujols, though, and it didn't work out.
We'll see if there's any other we can gain in these odds, and then we turn our attention to the NFL. It's been here on SportsGrid. Jared and Dan coming back.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for High Earner, Not Rich Yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Engine number nine, come on back, make it rain here on the Sports Grid Network. Jared Smith and Dane Martinez. I got to let you guys know also, listen, put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid and you will receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spread, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college, pro sports, and you are in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, and in New Jersey only for FanDuel. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Jared, what we're going to do is try and figure out this Thursday night football game.
Oh, yeah.
Here in a little bit and figure out, listen, because people are like, oh, word? I go to FanDuel.com/grid. They're going to get a free $500 bet today, Jared.
We got as good as it gets.
We got to tell them what to do with it, all right? But first, I did want to get your answer. Do you think any other teams, if you want to get ahead of it, are maybe going to make a big splash signing some guys in the next couple of weeks or in the offseason? Or what teams do you think will look a lot better in 2 months than they do now? Are there any inefficiencies here? I threw out the Angels. I think it's their time to go. I think they're going to hit the gas pedal. Both those guys, too, Cole and Strasburg, are West Coast guys.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. Angels at 40-1, I think, is where you're going to get the most value now. I was surprised to see the Braves at 11-1. They're the fourth favorite right now. Astros, Dodgers, Yankees, Braves.
Braves, that is interesting.
So if you want a team to fade, you know, that's you're going to lose value with, I would say Atlanta's probably that team.
These Phillies at 17-1. They
Phillies,
just got
that. Yeah, harder. Phillies is interesting at 17-1. I think there's some value with the Brewers at 30-1. I think the Cubs are going to come back down to earth a little bit. The Cubs right now and the Cardinals are the two top NL Central teams at 19 and 20-1. I would take the Brewers at 30-1. I think they've got a little more value there if they can ever figure out what they're doing with their rotation. The Brewers' offense is just stacked. Christian Yelich is, you know, the best player, you know, on the planet in the National League. So
in the National League.
In the National League. I think Bellinger's probably right there too, but Yelich and Bellinger back to back you know, are probably one of those spots. And then Trout in the AL, I would say those are your MVP candidates early on.
What if I said DeGrom is the best player in the National League?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they've got their I have a buddy that I go back and forth baseball with that he thinks that the Cy Young and the MVP should be the same, but I disagree with him completely.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Let's turn our attention to football. A couple of headlines before we look at Thursday Night Football and we tell people where to spend that $500 with their free FanDuel bet. Two things. Listen, we're going to talk about Thursday Night Football, but Monday Night Football,
We'll
have Eli back.
Oh, my goodness.
Daniel Jones is in the walking boot. Looks like Daniel Jones is not going to go. Looks like it's very likely they are now saying that Eli will be back in the saddle under center.
Good for as Eli.
This is a little swan song. This is a little... That's a little victory lap kind of thing, right?
You know what the funny thing is, though? If you were to ask me if, you know, as someone who's lived in this area for a long time and have a lot of – I'm a Jets fan personally, but I have a lot of Giant fan friends. If you were to ask me the one team that Eli never plays well against, right, the Eagles. never. I don't know what the exact record is. I mean, I'm sure it's probably around 500 because that seems to be Eli's record up against every team. But it just feels like the Giants with Eli never play well against the Eagles. So it's kind of ironic in a sense that that's the game.
It is.
That's the reunion game for him this week.
It is. Where are Brian Westbrook and DeShaun Jackson when
that's
you need
true.
Them?
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Let me ask you this, though. Because Danny Dimes is amazing. You know, he for touchdowns against Tampa and all. The Giants are 2-10. The shine has come off the rose. Daniel Jones fumbles the ball more than anybody in the NFL. So, listen, I'm not trying to say Eli is, you know, amazing, but you know, Daniel Jones' performance has gone down. Is this better now? Like, how? Let's talk about capping this game.
Yeah.
It's now 9.5. I think it was less before. So that means to me that money is moving in on Philly. I don't know if it's as a result of this announcement or anything else, but does this give the Giants a better chance to win on Monday night?
I think yes. I think it does give them a better chance to win the game. I don't think any of the Giants' problems have anything to do with Daniel Jones. Obviously, he could, you know, not fumble as much. That certainly, right. You know, that certainly would help his cause. But the Giants' problems revolve around one thing and one thing only, and that's the coaching staff just cannot figure out how to handle any of their personnel issues. And Pat Shurmur, I've said it on this show, he's just a loser. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not enamored by what he's done. There's been a lot, and I know injuries. Oh, Jared, they've had injuries. Every team deals with injuries. Every team in the NFL deals with injuries.
Jets playing a third-string quarterback for a month, and their high-priced free agent linebacker signing has been
played. How about the Redskins? The Redskins are dealing with injuries so bad, they have players on their team that don't want to play because they don't trust the medical staff. And they have more wins than the Giants. So I'm not buying the whole injuries excuse.
No, absolutely. And you know what it is for me also? Shurmur has gotten cover because Adam Gase across town has been just more spectacular in his failures. You know what I mean? And also,
and he's got those weird looks at the press conferences where his eyes are like, you know.
It's easy to put Gase on the back page of the Daily News.
And it's the Jets. The Jets are always the little brother. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Bit of cover for that. You know, I also have a lot of Giants fans friends, Jared, and them on a text chain. They're talking about hire Ron Rivera. Okay, so let's go to Carolina. Rivera gets canned earlier in the week, and now what do you know? Yesterday it comes out Cam's going to have the foot surgery.
Yep.
All right, and I think this is clear. The Carolina Panthers are now fully turning the page on both Rivera and Cam Newton.
Agreed.
This is gonna be whether it's Kyle Allen, Will Greer, or door number three, like an Andy Dalton, or who knows, something like that. They are moving on. And I think there's a couple of other teams that should, in fact, take the opportunity afforded them and turn over from coach and quarterback. What do you think is ultimately going to be happening there in Carolina?
You know, it's funny. Carolina's got a tough spot because, you know, they're kind of in between on Cam, I think. I think they want Cam to stay, but they obviously are concerned with his health. And
his new owner.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a hedge fund guy, he's a finance guy, so he likes to play the numbers just like we do in a different way. I think Carolina, and you know what? I love them this week in Atlanta. I love playing teams the week after they fire their coach. It is one of my favorite trends in gambling. Yep. You're getting 3 points in Atlanta with Carolina. I like Carolina to cover the number this week. Maybe they win it outright, but they're definitely going to give Atlanta a tough game. I don't know why Atlanta's laying points against anybody this year.
Beach stretch where they won and look good. Remember, they beat this Carolina team weeks ago. Remember, they beat the Saints and the Panthers recently, and their defense looked real good doing it. But this is the second time around, and Carolina, maybe it's rally up time.
It is, and we've seen this in the NFL. We've seen it in hockey especially. These guys get up. When you know, because when a coach gets fired, everyone kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's hitting the fan now. I better sack up. So
they're getting right. That film is going to be watched
exactly. And how they play the game after is always telling. And I think Carolina puts a good effort in Atlanta this week.
Yep, I'll tell you what, if I'm a new coach, that's the game film I'm looking to when it wasn't on the line. Who's still working hard? Who's still balling for me? Who's still doing it for the organization, regardless of, you know, if there's still playoffs involved? But you talk about Cam. I see it differently, Jared. I think Cam's gone.
Mm. I mean, he very well could be. I just don't know enough about the injury and the healing process to know. I also have to look at his contract situation before I make
1 year, $18 million left.
He's got 1 year, $18 million. Is it guaranteed?
That I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to look that because I think Cam, it's all about health. Everyone said preseason he looked great and he feels great, and then he just didn't. You know, he wasn't. Clearly that was fake news.
Yeah, I told you that Cam is the same age as Andrew Luck, same age as Rob Gronkowski, same age as Doug Baldwin. Okay.
Yeah, it's getting to that time.
Listen, and over the last whatever it's been, 5, 7, 10 years, who has taken more punishment than Cam Newton, Jared?
Nobody. I mean, since 2015, it's been a...
Man, car accident.
Steady.
Over times he played that Sunday. Okay. And not only has he taken on much punishment, but much like a guy like Shaq and others, the refs don't even call stuff against Cam. There are 15 yard penalties left and right against Cam. Yeah. There are headshots against Cam that don't even get called. Okay. And here's the other thing. And people laugh at me when I say this all the time. For a guy like Rob Gronkowski, why the hell come back to the NFL when you have so many opportunities in front of you? Okay, you can Gronk Beach and on Fox and all that stuff. Jared, are you telling me that if Cam decided to walk away, that like the E Network and fashion magazines and all sorts of like Cam will be in the public's life?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's got the looks, he's got the entertainment quality. People love him.
Why? Well, you
gonna do a lot of Dan and Oikos triple zero commercials.
He's pushing yogurt. He's gonna be a Fashion Week correspondent, you know, all that stuff. So why the hell should he come back? Why the hell should he play at all?
I mean, I hate to see guys go out the way he would go out, which is, you know, he couldn't even throw the ball earlier this year.
He's won an MVP award.
I know. I think we're seeing that the ego come into play a lot of it. You know, we're seeing like take Adam Vinatieri, who clearly should not be in the league anymore, but wants to continue to kick. I don't know what's inside Cam's head. You know, you'd have to ask him, but I would be surprised if he just walked away. I would be surprised if you Cam Newton take another snap in the NFL. That would be, I would take, if you were to cap that, I would say it'd be plus a million that he doesn't.
A lot of times, us as fans, we project what we want and what we think they should do. And let's not forget, the man is taking a lot of punishment. He's in his early thirties, and he's got millions waiting for him, whatever he decides to do. If you want to know the truth, what I do believe, honestly, what I would find a prop bet on, I don't believe Cam is completely retiring. I don't believe Cam, though, will be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. I actually think, Jared, that Cam Newton may be a quarterback for a team that is playing tonight. And let's get into that. We'll look at Thursday night football, Bears Cowboys. We'll tell you how to make that that you're going to get. We talk Thursday night football we like on the other side of the ring, Jared and Dave.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better help. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, it's Make It Rain here on the Sports Grid Network. I got a great bet tonight. It's like, whoa.
I got a couple for Jared, you, Dan. I got a couple.
I want to hear them. We got one segment left here before we turn it on over to Gabe Morency and crew for the morning after. Ariel Epstein joining as well. Jared, you doing morning after as well?
No, at least not to my knowledge. Okay. I'm done here. I'll go back to sleep. Maybe I'll, you know, get a little workout in, hang out, and then come back right here for In-Game Live at 8. I think you're on In-Game Live tonight, right? I think the first hour.
I'm on Thursday. I got Fantasy Freestyles at 8 p.m. and then In-Game Live. I'll be there for the first hour holding it down for this very game. So let's talk about it, Jared. We got the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. You know, Venmo Brian was in my ear being like, I'll take Cam on the Cowboys. I meant the Bears because I don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky. And so to start my analysis of this game, Jared, I will reiterate, I don't believe in Mitchell Trubisky.
I think we're going to be on opposite sides of this one. I have a feeling.
At the same time, I do believe in the home team on Thursday Night Football. At the same time, I do believe that there are issues in Dallas. And at the same time, I do believe that Trubisky is making very, very incremental progress in this game. You know, I was laughing at Arielle on Thanksgiving when she took the over 1.5 touchdowns prop.
I think I gave her that.
Yeah, well, I was like, nah, they're going to run the ball. They're not going to need to throw. It's Detroit and blow. And then he threw for not one, not two, but I believe three touchdowns. So
he had that one in the first half. I remember talking about that with her. We were talking about that one the night before the game.
So it sounds like you're on Chicago. I may be on the home team as well. Make your case for Trubisky and the Bears, Jared.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things when I was capping this game that I think are important. First thing, this is not your traditional Thursday night game. These two teams have had a full week off.
Yep.
So it's not your Sunday Dallas plays. Now they have to go on the road to Chicago on Thursday night. It's been a full week for both teams. So, you know, I don't know how much that matters. I think it matters more for the road team that's traveling on Thursday night. So I think you can take that handicap away in this spot. You don't have to worry about that. Second thing I really, you know, this is the line's probably spot on. This is probably going to be a field goal game. I think there's slight value with the Bears at home plus three. But I do think special teams is going to decide. I know that sounds so cliche, but I think special teams is going to decide this game, and here's why. The Cowboys are the worst team in the NFL allowing opponent field position in special teams. And that's a eye-popping stat. Because special teams usually doesn't win you games, but it certainly can lose you a game. And the Bears, I think, have the best.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yes, the last one. The Bears have the best special teams player in football, Cordarrelle Patterson. His anytime touchdown props 14-1 tonight. That's a sprinkle for me. I mean, they've gotten him involved in the offense a little bit. I think he's got like 13 receptions, like 8 carries this year. So there's a chance
that he breaks one. Did he return kickoff?
Anytime touchdown.
That wouldn't be like Bears special teams defense touchdown?
I think anytime touchdown is anytime touchdown. I'll have to confirm that.
But let's double check that. But yeah.
But if it's not, I think there's still some value with him anyways. But I want to say the special teams touchdowns count for individual players. But I will confirm that for you. But either way, I think Patterson at 14-1's got some value. I think he makes at least one big play in this game and gives Trubisky a short field. And if you give Trubisky the short field, I think that obviously plays into Chicago's favor. Dallas, the worst team in the NFL allowing opponents field position. That's the stat that kind of led me to the Bears in this one, and I'll take the 3 points at home.
You know, when you're on that special teams angle, Also this week, and I know because I had shares of him in fantasy, Brett Maher is looking like a dumpster fire, the kicker.
Yeah.
For the Cowboys, missed a few on Thanksgiving and had to get the dreaded vote of confidence from Jason Garrett as well.
How much
and
of a like, vote of confidence is that really from Jason Garrett?
Oh, no, that's
the vote basically of, a dead man walking.
Oh, right. Absolutely. So, you know, if you expect it to be a very close game, then, you know, a missed kick could really be a difference.
Yeah, Dallas special teams have struggled. And Chicago, I do think Patterson's the best special teams player in the game, probably the best kick returner in the game right now.
You know, we talk about all three phases, and it's interesting. In a game that's like a field goal spread, you know, I don't think it's a crazy idea to look at if you think Chicago has a dramatic special teams advantage in the return game, in field positioning, and in the Dinero from Pinero versus Maher, who is dead man walking.
Let's hope the Bears don't have to kick a lot of field goals tonight.
Let's hope. All right, so I know we always play a little bit of prop bets as well, Jared, and I got to tell you something, man. You know, we like to learn from each other here on Sports Grid. There's a lot of times when I'll listen to whether it's Gabe or Joe or you or anybody else on this network and in fantasy for the BFFs and the closer, Chris Ventra, and they say things, and I'm like, you know what? That makes sense. I want to tail that. I want to get on that as well. And I can only imagine there are some people out there that respect me enough to do the same. You, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, Jared, you told me that when it comes to prop bets, that's the one place, especially if you're in a little bit of a rut. Well, you'll lay juice.
Yeah.
You'll lay minus 100% on a prop bet. You'll lay minus 170 on a prop bet because if you found when there's heavy juice on those prop bets, they come in. You know, and I don't care if I got to lay it if it's going to win. You know, the win is still, you know, the same. Yep. It's just like the outlay is a little bit more my risk. But that's a good strategy. Can you tell the people out here that may have hearing that from the first time or just watch Make It Rain and don't see you as much? Can you talk to not just giving the prop bet itself? We'll go to the prop bets in a second. But talk to me about the strategy of why you like that as a trend when there's heavy juice on prop bets.
100%. So prop bets, unlike, you know, the market for the spread and the total, prop bets is an exotic bet. So you don't get as much public action on those bets. The action comes in hot and heavy to one side for the most part. When you look at, and I do this a lot, mainly when there's a big sample size. So I don't do it for anytime touchdowns because those are so scattered. For receptions, for yards, especially receptions. Yeah. Receptions actually is, in my mind, the biggest one because you get all of the players and you see all of the receptions totals. And for the most part, they seem to be pretty standard between 3 and 6. That kind of is where we're at. You know, you might get a few 6.5s with like a DeAndre Hopkins or like a Michael Thomas might be like a 7.5. But for the most part, between 3 and 6 is kind of where the most of the receivers and running backs live with the total receptions. So I'll give you a great example. I'm looking at the numbers tonight. You got Randall Cobb, 3.5. You got Michael Gallup, 3.5. You've got Jason Witten, 3.5. You've got Ezekiel Elliott, 3.5. 4 Cowboys who are pretty well targeted in the passing game. Obviously, Amari Cooper's the big number, 5.5. But just let's look at the 3.5 numbers to use this as kind of like a standard sample size. 4 guys at 3.5. Michael Gallup at minus 175 stands out to me. And you would take Cobb, Gallup. Those are probably the two guys that you would look at in that spot as the value at 3.5. Cobb's minus 140. If you're capping that, you think, well, Cobb's the slot guy. He might get more targets. Gallup's the deep threat. He might get more stretch plays down the field for yards, but maybe not receptions. But the odds tell you otherwise. The odds say that you have to pay 35 cents more of juice to get Michael Gallup at over 3.5 than Randall Cobb, even though logic would maybe lead you to believe that the slot receiver might get more targets and more receptions. But the juice in this spot leads me to Gallup. I don't know if I'm going to play Gallup tonight, but when I'm looking at this type of prop card, that is what stands out to me because obviously there was a high volume of sharp money that came in on Michael Gallup at some point over the last few days because you have to pay 35 cents more of juice in order to get Gallup at the same number when you would think maybe logic would dictate Randall Cobb, who's a slot receiver, would get more targets. But that's not what the odds are telling you.
Gotcha. No, thank you for explaining that. Now let's apply that logic. You talked about some of the Dallas wide receivers. One of my prop bets are going to be on these Bears running backs, Jared.
Okay.
And specifically Tariq Cohen in the receiving game.
I love that one too. Over 3.5 receptions for Cohen. I'm all over that.
There you go. The Cowboys give up the fifth most receiving yards to the running back position. Okay. And I know David Montgomery is their early down back, but Tariq Cohen, and by the way, Montgomery is like kind of returning from injury. So I could see Cohen on the field a little bit more. You said the receptions prop, what's that, 3.5?
Yeah. And I was looking, I was doing research on that
I'm
one last
at the
night.
Yards, too. I'm looking at the yards, too. The receptions are 3.5. The yards, Jared, is 27.5 right now.
Yeah, I think both of those are spot on. He's gotten four targets, at least four targets, Tariq Cohen, in the last four games. And you would think the targets for running backs are not like targets for receivers.
Those completion percentages are better.
Very high, exactly. So four targets to me, I think, gets it done. I think four targets means four receptions for Tariq Cohen.
And I only need one of them.
I locked that in already.
One tackle on a screen. One of them goes for 19 yards. Yeah. I'm good to go. So would you like the catches or the yards better? The yards are 27.5.
Yeah, I think yards is the riskier of the two plays because you could get four. I've seen numbers with Cohen 4 for 19. I think was last week. So you know, I think receptions. I think you're going to see him get his. The yards can be a little finicky. I actually think the longest reception might be a good number. I haven't looked that up for Cohen. Longest reception for Cohen. If it's anywhere south of 9.
I don't see that for Robinson, Miller, Cooper, and Gallup.
That might be one to look at for Tariq Cohen. You know, if you don't want to play the yards, if you think the yards is too high, maybe he gets one. You know, I mean, I think there's a couple ways to play it on the yards, but I really like over 3.5 receptions, I definitely will be playing. In fact, I just locked in two picks over the last few minutes. One of them was that, and the other one was I'm playing a golf. I'm in a degenerate soccer mode today. I'm playing Qatar against Saudi Arabia in a Gulf Cup soccer match at noon today. Why not? I think we lost Dane, so I'm gonna keep going here. So so Tariq Cohen over 3.5 receptions. That's what I locked in for NFL tonight with props. And also I'm definitely gonna be playing the Bears +3. I don't know how hard I'm gonna play the Bears +3. I'm getting to that point with the NFL where I'm just like I'm just oversaturated with some of these games. I think the value's on the Bears +3 at home. But I again Trubisky's probably the wild card there. Interesting spot for the Cowboys. I'm very curious to see how they respond in this game. They just got manhandled against Buffalo last week. And again, we're seeing really solid things from the Bills. So I don't know how much stake you put in that game and how you compare it to tonight's game against the Bears. I would actually say that the Bears defense might be a tick better than the Bills defense. And the Cowboys got the benefit of a home field advantage last Thursday. So I don't know why that line hasn't moved yet. I did see some sharp action yesterday on the Bears +3, and I was convinced when I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning that I was going to wake up to a 2.5, but we didn't. However, that being said, we are starting to see the juice flow in Chicago's direction. When I was doing morning line about an hour, 2 hours ago, it was Bears -105 at +3. It's now -110. I'll make the prediction right now that this line will not be 3 at 8 o'clock tonight. I think it's going to be 2.5, and if it's not 2.5, it's going to be heavy juice, 20, 30, 40 cents of juice maybe to the +3. Public coming in heavy on Dallas, as you would expect. The Bears, I want to say they're getting about 20% of the bets right now, and I would expect Chicago to get a little bit of the favor back at some point tonight. 2.5 would be where I think that line closes. All right, what can we do here in the last minute or two? So we were talking a little about the college football playoff. We know we've got that poll on FNTSY Twitter page right now, who the number 4 team is going to be in the CFP. We didn't get to my little conspiracy theory on this during our last segment, so I'll give it to you now in the final minute. So Georgia's obviously the inside team there. If they win, they're in. Let's just say for hypothetical purposes, Georgia loses. And it's between Oklahoma and Utah. I don't know why CFP did this, but Oklahoma State's the number 25 team in the rankings this week. And I am convinced, conspiracy theory-wise, that they left the 4-loss Oklahoma State team in the college football playoff rankings just so they could give Oklahoma one more top 25 win before the final rankings next week. I think Oklahoma gets in if it's between Utah and Oklahoma. That's all for us on Make It Rain.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't miss
a thing. Oklahoma, with what they did in the second half of that game, already feels confident that they can score on Baylor's defense. So I think Baylor spreads it out and opens it up early.
Yep.
I think the over's got some value here. I'm going to wait to see if it moves at all by the end of the week. I mean, I know it's already Thursday morning, but 64.5, I think, is pretty fair value for a Big 12 game, especially Oklahoma, who can move the ball at will.
So let me ask you this, because I like the way, you know, we're looking at the weekend as a whole, mm-hmm. right? And one of the things you've been saying is the impact of that Pac-12 game. Hey, Jared, if the Ducks win on Friday night,
yeah,
then by your logic, why not take the under then, right? Then the need for style points goes away, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know if the total is as reflective of that, okay. Maybe. I think the total is more reflective of what the pace of the game will be. I agree with your logic there. And, you know, it's hard for us to maybe put it too far in advance because...
Yeah, Oregon I don't want to extrapolate.
Oregon beating Utah, I think that would shake up the landscape so much that I would look to Baylor in that spot because I
then
think...
Baylor thinks they're live.
Yeah, exactly.
Then Baylor
exactly.
feels live.
100%. So I think that Oregon-Utah game is so fascinating. And I like the Pac-12 for take... I would say they're taking a risk by putting their game on Friday night and kind of, you know, showing their hand early, especially this... And I know they didn't know that this was going to be the college football playoff scenario right. when they were going into the year and they booked these games on Friday night. I do think they play on Friday night every year, but I think what it does, it sets the table for Saturday very well because yeah. Utah has such a linchpin impact on where this yeah. college football playoff scenario goes over the next few days. Utah losing on Friday night would be the first domino into what I think would be an underdog trend for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you one more thing about this game. Matt Rhule and Lincoln Riley will both be in the NFL next year.
Oh.
What do you think?
I've been on the Lincoln Riley bandwagon for about a year and a half. I've got an Oklahoma CFP title ticket that I'm kind of hoping maybe they sneak in, but Matt Rhule, no. I don't think Rhule goes to the NFL. I think Lincoln's got a shot.
He's coaching the Cowboys in a month and a half.
I know. I don't know if they're going to fire Jerry Jones. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know if Jerry Jones is going to fire Jason Garrett, as crazy as that sounds. He left the door open. I don't know if you read that quote. Jerry left the door open.
He said, like, he'll be coaching somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah, he left the door open for him to stay. And I think that's Jerry Jones hedging his bet a little bit. You know, Jerry's a gambler, too. He's a gambler, too. And Jerry kind of left the door open there. I think if the Cowboys win tonight, it'll be a much different tone in Dallas. If they lose, it's so the NFL is like every week. It's like it's yeah. crazy. One week he's the best coach in the league. The next week's the worst. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.